Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Last week I received a phone call from the administrator of a nursing home in a village about 20 miles from where I live. She informed me that a woman had recently moved into their nursing home and she was a Lutheran. She asked if I might be willing to come and pay this woman a visit, because she specifically requested a visit from a Lutheran pastor. I said I'd be happy to come and see her, so we lined up a time. Yesterday was that time. When I entered into her room, I could see that she wasn't feeling very well. It became apparent that she was in a great deal of pain, and that she wasn't very excited that I was there to visit. But we persevered, and finally the ice started to melt, and then it broke altogether. She told me about her childhood, her family, and her pain. She would regularly clutch her side and moan in agony. She spoke about how lonely she was, and of all the sorrow that she had experienced throughout her life. And then she said something to me that I hope I never forget. She said, almost in an offhand way, "I have known deep, deep sorrow. But in that deep sorrow, Jesus was deeply, deeply with me." Wow. We spoke for a bit longer. Then we read from God's Word. We prayed together, and she partook of the Lord's Supper. And as I gave her the body and the blood of Christ, she looked up with tears of joy streaming down her face. And she softly said, "Thank you, Jesus." She was so grateful that Jesus was once again deeply, deeply with her, forgiving her, assuring her of his personal presence in her life, and strengthening her for the days that lay ahead. She got it. Then a few seconds later, she clutched her side again, letting out a deep groan of pain. Her pain was still with her. It was real and it was deeply troubling her. But Jesus was with her too, not lifting her out of her troubles and pain, but bringing her through them with his strength and his presence. God's strength is made dramatically clear in the weakness of those who trust in him. The Apostle Paul knew this fact intimately. His life was full of suffering. He was beaten, stoned, and imprisoned for confessing Jesus Christ as the risen and forgiving Lord. In fact, God gave him a thorn in the flesh, and three times he pleaded with God to remove this thorn from his life. But God's word to Paul was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9. So in his weakness, Paul boasts in the strength of Jesus Christ that he gives to him. Paul was content in his weakness because, "When I am weak, Jesus is strong." Today, if you are in the midst of illness or pain, or you're suffering injustice or prejudice, if you know the deep, deep sorrows of this world, do not despair. This situation does not mean that God has abandoned you. Rather, Jesus is deeply, deeply with you in the midst of your suffering. In your weakness and suffering, the power of Jesus Christ rests upon you. So, when we are in Christ, we may be content even in the midst of calamity because of the deep, deep love of Jesus, which never leaves us or forsakes us, but always gives us hope, comfort, peace, and strength in the midst of any situation or circumstance. In the midst of deep, deep sorrow, Jesus is deeply, deeply there with us and for us. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Father, in your mercy, look on those whose increasing years bring them weakness, anxiety, distress or loneliness. Grant that they may always know care and respect, concern and understanding. grant them willing hearts to accept help, and as their strength wanes, increase their faith with the constant assurance of your love and presence through Jesus Christ, their Savior. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.